track 16. As usual, we finish with our regular column from TV star Mike Liggins. And this month, the subject is the unlikely renovation project of a long abandoned church.
The story of St Mary's Church, Houghton on the Hill, reads like a work of fiction, yet every word of it is true. It's the story of the church that refused to die. I first visited St Mary's for the BBC in the mid-1990s, but until recently, I hadn't been back for many years, and I wanted to find out what had become of the church in the intervening years. In the early 90s, a group of ramblers came across St Mary's at Houghton on the Hill, not far from Swaffham. It was a ruin covered in ivy. The community it had served had long since died out, and the church had been abandoned. Gloria Davey was one of the ramblers who found the ruin, and it was her husband, Bob Davey, who decided St Mary's should be brought back to life. Bob was a waterworks inspector who'd retired to Norfolk. He had a long grey beard and a smiling, kindly face. But he didn't suffer fools gladly. Weirdly, the church had been used by Satanists, and Bob had to enlist help to chase them off. With grants from the local government and the Heritage Lottery Fund, Bob led a group of local people in reviving the church. The roof was replaced, the stonework was repaired, and new windows were put in. In the course of the work, wall paintings dating back to around 1090 were discovered. They are very beautiful, and to think they were very nearly lost forever. The King visited St Mary's, and Bob Davey was awarded an MBE before he died, aged 91, in 2021. In the church today, there is a video to watch, which includes a short clip of Bob. In it, he says with a smile, "This is the most important part of my life. This is what I was supposed to do. And if they don't look after it, I'll come back and haunt them. I'll never give them a moment's peace." Bob need not have worried. Today, the church is in good condition and is a wonderful place to visit. St Mary's is open every day between 2 and 4 until the end of October. It's staffed by a small group of volunteers, and Trustee Kate Gordon says, "We can't open without them. Keeping the church open and accessible is at the heart of what we do." St Mary's is about 15 minutes off the A47, and as you drive up the rough track to the church, you do wonder what you might find. But the church that refused to die does have a bit of magic. It's a place to find some peace and quiet in this crazy world. There is one service held at St Mary's every year, and it's this month, on Sunday the 27th of September at 3 p.m. The trustees are now talking to the diocese about getting some help from the church's conservation trust. According to Kate Gordon, "We needed a partner for the future, and hopefully now the trust is going to stand beside us. So the future looks bright." A lot of people have clearly put in a great deal of hard work to save St Mary's, but inevitably the name of Bob Davey will always be associated with the church. His ashes are buried in the graveyard at Houghton on the Hill. I do remember meeting Bob all those years ago, and to be honest, I thought he was a bit mad. Restoring a ruin in the middle of nowhere? Why? For goodness sake. I'm not even sure I thought it was possible. But all these years later, I'm happy to admit I was wrong, and he was right. St Mary's is an absolute gem, and I'd highly recommend a visit.